Former Bangkok Governor Chumlong Srimarong is the second anti-government protest leader arrested on charges of insurrection. Thai police have issued arrest warrants for 9 people on the charges that carry a maximum penalty of death if convicted. The 9 have been leading demonstrations for several months, but since August 26, protesters have occupied the main government administration building in Bangkok, forcing the government to relocate the temporary offices. A member of the opposition Democrat Party, Krysak Chunawan, says the arrests mark a setback in efforts to negotiate with the government.
The arrests of Mr. Chumlong, and in fact the arrests of both of them, has intensified the politics in Thailand, and that the reconciliation, which I thought was going well, but this is a major hiccup in a way that could, in fact, bring us to the brink of a crisis. So the heat is really up in a way, and I truly feel very saddened by the situation.
Chumlong also played a key role in anti-government protests in 1992 that led to a bloody crackdown by the military, leading to dozens killed and hundreds injured. The current protests are led by the so-called People's Alliance for Democracy, which has accused the government that was elected last December of acting as a proxy for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He fled Thailand in August while facing charges of corruption. Courts have since issued 5 arrest warrants for Thaksin. Protests and street violence in early September led to a 2-week state of emergency being declared in Bangkok. Prime Minister Samak Sundararajan was forced to surrender the leadership in September on court charges of conflict of interests. The new government leader, Somchai Wongsawat, a brother-in-law of Thaksin, had promised to promote reconciliation and talks with the anti-government People's Alliance for Democracy. The alliance, known as the PAD, is reported to be calling for further protest support following the arrest. An author and commentator on Thai politics, Chris Baker, says the arrests could be attributed to Thaksin looking to re-exert his influence over the governing People's Power Party.
The transition from Samak to Somchai was very much a reassertion of Thaksin's influence. So one possibility is that Thaksin is driving a harder line on the PAD. It's certainly very strange given the way they were talking about reconciliation.
Thailand has been deeply divided politically since Thaksin came to power in 2001, backed by his populist policies that won strong support from the urban working class and rural low-income earners. But the urban middle class accused Thaksin, ousted in a coup in 2006, of acting in an authoritarian manner by looking to concentrate power as well as widespread corruption in government. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.